Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Sa buong Australia, ang mga pampublikong aklatan ay naglalaman ng mahigit 40 milyong libro sa Ingles at iba pang wika. Ngunit ang kanilang papel ay higit pa sa pagpapahiram ng mga aklat. Pinakalayunin ng mga library ay magsisilbing sentro ng koneksyon sa komunidad. Halimbawa, sa Whitehorse Manningham Library sa silangang bahagi ng Melbourne, si Bronwyn Arnold, ang branch manager ng Pines at Social Inclusion Head, ay nagbahagi ng kaunting overview tungkol sa mga programa nila.
And the programs can run right through from the traditional ones that people think about, which are like, you know, story times for babies, right through to technology, learning about new things. We offer craft sessions, and I think there's a session coming up on how to look after your car engine, and then helping people with their phones, helping people with online forms, government information. There's drumming sessions and dance classes and yoga and anything you can imagine we do in libraries.
Konting bahagi pa lang yan ng mga ginagawa nila. Si Runti Yu, isang librarian sa Doncaster Library sa Melbourne, ay naaalala pa kung gaano siya namangha nang una siyang lumipat sa Australia mula sa isang maliit na bayan sa China. Lalo na nang madiskubre niya na ang dami ng serbisyong inaalok ng mga aklatan dito. Ngayon, siya naman ang tumutulong sa mga bagong migrants para maintindihan at magamit ang mga ito.
They'll be very surprised about the services we offer, the programs we offer, and I quite often get the same question about, is this service that you offer for free? So it came as a culture shock at the beginning to me that the public library services offer so much beyond books in Australia.
Maraming aklatan, lalo na yung nasa mga multicultural na lugar, ang may mga programa para sa mga bagong dating. Tinutulungan silang matuto ng English, makakonekta sa komunidad, at mas maunawaan ang pamumuhay sa Australia. Tulad ng sa estado ng New South Wales, may language cafe ang Wagga Wagga City Library na paborito ng maraming migrants. Ito ang ipinaliwanag ni Leila Davanday, ang programs officer nila.
So there can be different heritages and backgrounds, and we run language cafe with the help of volunteers. So a group of very generous and committed volunteers from the community, and they sit with the learners and either officially teach them English if they want to, or they just have a conversation, they chat about their day, or sometimes they read a book together.
Sa Doncaster, pinamumunuan ni Ronti Yu ang isang reading group kung saan pinagsasama-sama niya ang mga bagong dating at matagal ng residente na nais paghusayin ang kanilang English. Habang nagkakasama-sama sila, unti-unting nabubuo ang magandang relasyon. Kaya hindi lang ito tungkol sa pagpapabuti ng English skills, kundi isang pagkakataon din para makilala ang iba pang miyembro ng komunidad na may iba't ibang kultura at bumuo ng koneksyon sa isa't isa.
As we progress with the group, they slowly will form a really lovely friendship between the group members as well. So with this particular group, I feel it's not just providing a space to help them improve their English skills. It also provides them an opportunity to get to know everyone else in the community who is also aiming on improving their English skills with different cultural backgrounds, and to build that connection between themselves.
Marami ring programa para sa mga maliliit na bata, teenagers at pamilya na talagang inaabangan. Para kay Leila Davanday, ang mga aklatan ay nagsisilbing kanlungan para sa mga magulang.
And I have been a young mom with a toddler, not working, and just looking for a refuge. So libraries have always been a refuge for myself, and I understand it. When I started working in a library, I see all these young moms with their kids, young kids, you know, wandering in the, around the library. It's not only help them to see other people and socialize. They are in direct touch with the literature, you know, with words, with books.
Nang lumipat nga si Pamela Lopez mula sa Mexico sa Melbourne, nagulat siya sa dami ng serbisyong inaalok ng mga aklatan dito. Lalo na't nasanay siyang gamitin ang mga aklatan sa Mexico para lamang sa pag-aaral. Ngayon, tuwang-tuwa siya sa pagdalo sa mga programang tulad ng Baby Time at Story Time kasama ang kanyang anak sa local library.
Because I think they are designed to create moments of connection, not only with other families, but also with your kids. So in my personal experience, I find myself fully immersed in the present moment, like enjoying and singing nursery rhymes with my baby. And I found that pretty unique because then you look around and then you realize that everyone is doing the same.
Maraming library din ang nagsasagawa ng mga storytime sessions sa iba't ibang wika bukod sa English. Bukod sa Language Cafe, binanggit ni Leila Davanday na may program rin ang Wagga Wagga City Library para sa mga kabataang mula sa iba't ibang kultura.
So we do drama, we do music, like we run one session of guitar lessons, one session of drum lessons. We do portrait painting, or we run information sessions. We have invited a few people with different careers to talk about their careers and what steps as a newcomer to Australia you have to take to get there.
Tuwing hapon, napupuno ang mga aklatan ng mga estudyanteng gumagamit ng libreng Wi-Fi at iba pang study resources. Bukod dito, may mga programa rin para sa mga kabataan at nakakatanda tulad ng technology workshops, book clubs, at career support sessions. Habang nasa digital transformation ang mga library, marami sa kanilang mga programa at events tulad ng homework help at author talks ang available online. Kaya kahit hindi ka makapunta ng personal, maa-access mo pa rin ang mga ito. Dagdag pa nga ni Bronwyn Arnold, laging handang tumulong ang mga librarian.
And libraries are a place where we offer information. It doesn't have a bias. It doesn't have any kind of particular slant. The information that we have is free for everybody. And it's a really good starting point. We always say librarians don't know everything, but my word, we like to find out everything when people ask us questions. If you come and say to us, I can't do this, or I don't have the answer to that, we will absolutely sit down with you and guide you through whatever you need to do to find that answer.
Habang nagiging mas mahalaga ang papel ng mga library sa mga komunidad, nagsimula na ang ilan sa pag-hire ng mga social worker upang suportahan ang library users at mga empleyado. Si Leslie Flaherty ang kauna-unahang library social worker sa South Australia at nakabase siya sa Salisbury Community Hub Library. Umaasa siyang makita ang mas maraming social worker sa mga aklatan sa buong bansa.
It's been created because there's a need. Because libraries are constantly growing, changing places that evolve with the communities that evolve around them. It's now at the place where people are able to start understanding how social work can play a part in these big puzzles of community. And how having someone here to be able to help connect and navigate can really cause a big ripple effect and see positive outcomes across.
Naniniwala kasi siya na ang mga aklatan ay isa sa mga pinaka-inclusive na lugar sa lipunan.
Libraries are one of the last places that we actually get to be ourselves. Libraries are one of the last places where you don't have to fit a box or pay a price or be a specific kind of person to be able to be here. Everyone is welcome. And that's the point. It's free. It's open. It's safe.
Mag-subscribe at i-follow ang Australia Explained podcast para sa higit pang impormasyon at tips tungkol sa pagsisimula ng bagong buhay sa Australia. Kung meron kayong mga katanungan o suggestion sa mga paksang nais ninyong talakayin, maaari kayong magpadala ng email sa australiaexplained@sbs.com.au. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Audrey Bourget na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.